Most late medieval armor is made from some sort of carbon steel and has some sort of heat treatment to take advantage of the steel. And it's well known that in the 15th century, Italy was the leading manufacturer, and their armor was much superior to the armor produced more locally or in other centers like France or Germany or England. But also in the very, very late 15th century, the German cities like Augsburg and Nuremberg and Landshut started to get bigger in manufacture. But also they started to master the secret of good heat treatment or hardening and tempering. And so in fact in the early 16th century they by way surpassed the Italian cities in when it comes to the actually quality of the hardening procedure. In the end of the 15th century you first see that in Innsbruck in 1470s and I think in Landshut around 1500. So a lot of the late 15th century German armor was in fact like a very low carbon steel or some carbon steel that had been that hasn't been hardened to take advantage of that. So and that's why they were so inferior to the Italian armor. They got better with the turn of the century around 1500. They starting to be the place to buy your quality armor, particularly when the new threat of firearms developing, you needed better armor. When you start with a sheet metal of various thickness, depending on what helmet project you're making, and it varies from 3 millimeter down to 2 millimeter. I use those three dimensions, like 2 millimeter, 2.5, and 3 millimeter of steel. And then you raise it or you draw it, much like a coppersmith or silversmith, but in a lot more aggressive way. You need to heat it all the way. So you always use it, work it while it's hot. First of all, because it's carbon steel, it's very hard to work cold. Also, it's you can brittle it and crack it if you work it cold. And to actually compress and stretch the material, forging or raising a helmet like this, it's a quite complicated and long process. But you know, there's been some modern experiments with involving more people, like 2 or 3 people, actually roughing out or hammering out a rough helmet in less than an hour. And then of course the actual shaping and forming of it is taking a little longer, but usually for me to produce a helmet like this would involve around 35 to 40 hours of forging. And then you have the grinding, the finishing, the rolling of the edges, and you know, and the hardening process and polishing, of course. There was one guy who was doing all the fiddly stuff with buckles and locks and hinges on armor, like locksmiths. And you have one guy who doing all the leather work, and particularly the grinding and the polishing. There were specialized people for that. And also in northern Italy, there were different workshop for different components of armor. Like one workshop would only make helmets and one would make greaves or leg armor. And I don't think it was quite so specialized in Germany which workshop did what part of armor, but there were definitely workshops only producing male and male shirts, and other workshops who would produce plate. And then the plate would be sold to the armorer, who would then produce the various components. But it looks like more the German centers would produce more or less everything and not be so specialized in specific component for the armor, opposed to the Italian cities.